For decades, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society, or PCMS, has been feeding the region's growing musical appetite with increasing numbers of concerts. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, PCMS grew out of the celebrated Marlboro Music Festival in Vermont, where gifted classical musicians have been playing chamber music since 1951.
Building on the success of the summer programs, in 1965, Marlboro leaders established concert series in New York, Boston, Princeton, and Philadelphia, where the primary office was located. Longtime Marlboro co-administrator and PCMS founder, Tony Cecchia.
For those concerts to have more exposure and for the young artists to have an opportunity to have the experience of touring, they would form what they called a Music for Marlboro.
For two decades, Music for Marlboro presented four or five concerts a year in various venues around the city, including Moore College, the Walnut Street Theater, and the Seaport Museum. But PCMS Executive Director Philip Manivelle says Philadelphians wanted more.
Groups like the Juilliard Quartet and the Beaux-Arts Trio, there was a small group of very devoted music lovers at the time who were regularly traveling up to New York or down to Washington to hear these wonderful ensembles.
And so, in 1986, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society was born.
There are wonderful artists who would never have appeared in Philadelphia if a series like this hadn't been developed. For instance, Horshevsky was a great artist. His last concert was for us at the Seaport Museum.
PCMS is presenting 64 concerts this season.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.